Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. On a Tuesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond, 2 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock on the East Coast, we're off and running. Good to have you with us. The DOC.
I'm not a physician.
He might not be a physician, but he is our pal. And he is a legend in these here parts.
The day, Tuesday.
Yes. You're the day that I look most forward to. You're the co-host that I look.
Don't lie to me. Every parent that says that crap about all my kids are the same, stop lying.
If it's a lollipop environment, you're going to end up with a lot of suckers.
And we are now, the countdown to Windbag Wednesday officially starts. Nah.
It starts for you now.
No, it starts.
Unfortunately, I have to deal with it seven days a week.
No. And it's okay. Because anytime we're dealing with victory, and you had Motown Monday yesterday, which is, it's just hard to beat Motown and victory.
I mean,
it's
it works together.
It's a beautiful combination.
Right.
It really
works together.
Is. Because it's old school.
Yep.
And our success is old school.
Yeah.
And yet it still resonates. And it's just a perfect storm whenever our past collides with the present. And then it also propels us into the future. And we had a perfect storm right now.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. And we're going to debate the short-term future, the long-term future, and everything. But, Doc, I thought it would only be fitting if we started off the show for a third consecutive Tuesday with something near and dear to your heart, New York Jets football. No, I'm just teasing.
No, look, it's like Beatrice. This is your show. You got the right to drive either way. And I've got on a bulletproof vest, and I got on a fireproof
because two
jumpsuit.
Weeks ago, Robert Saleh got fired an hour before the show started, so we did that.
Yeah.
And you were like, why are we doing this? Why are we talking about
no,
and then
New
last
Yorker.
Week, yeah. It was they were coming off of a bad Monday night loss to the Bills, and you were all upset because we were talking about Aaron Rodgers and stuff that doesn't matter. So I figured I'd pull your leg a little bit
talk
about
fine.
The 2-5 New York Jets, who somehow lost to Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football, despite getting Devontae Adams and despite adding Hassan Reddick yesterday and so on and so forth. I'm only teasing.
No. We'll be doing this next Tuesday, too.
We will get to Russell Wilson. I do want to talk about that a little bit later on. We will get to your Dodgers in the World Series.
No, you're Yankees. So,
well, my Yankees? They're not my Yankees.
Oh, most New Yorkers. Oh, you put him in. You got Linnell.
He's everywhere. He was over there, too.
Linnell is
everywhere. I took the other ones away.
Oh, you took the other ones away?
When the Mets got eliminated, we didn't need any more credit.
Matt was, to say the least, bleeping hard with your boy. He came in and changed the computer screen, the lock screen, while LW was in the bathroom.
Oh.
And put Grimace all over the place. He put up signs all over the place. I had Grimace sitting here for a while. I don't know where he is right now.
Yeah, he's
probably
very
in hibernation.
Happy with me about the Grimace thing. He's
not very happy.
No,
he's not very happy
but
about
he's
a
never
lot of things.
Really, I mean, again, it's what we do in the post-game show where contractually he's involved.
Uh-huh.
And in a moment.
Oh, so you mean you don't choose that?
I have nothing to say with that. I'm not in charge of that.
Okay. I thought it was your show.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I'm an employee.
Uh-huh.
And I do as told. And so they said you have to tolerate him for 60 seconds, 60 minutes. And then so what I did was I go, and the audience understands now, I'm babysitting.
Yeah.
And then I put him to sleep after an hour. And then so when we put him down.
Uh-huh. You wrap him in a little blanket?
Yeah, and he's in another room. And we put a pacifier in his mouth.
Uh-huh. Little binky?
And, yeah, he got a binky.
Yeah.
And then we start the adult
Then you start
version.
The real show.
Then the adult
okay.
version.
All right.
Starts, and everybody's gotten really into it, and
see,
we're having a lot of fun.
You once said this to me like 6-7 months ago, and I was like, that's kind of rough. And then I started having to deal with it more.
It's reality.
And then I started realizing how right you were, Doc.
And you know how they get that when they're sleepy, they get irritable. They get, you know, and
cranky.
Cranky.
Sure.
And he starts yelling. And he's doing, and he's just tired. It's time to put him to bed.
Yeah, okay.
Change him. Put him in the bed.
Change his diaper.
Well, he's. You know, you come on, you're a good father.
Yeah,
you do what you got to do.
Try, right.
Make sure he's. You don't want to put him to bed wet.
Little soilage, right?
No exactly. Soil.
Now, Doc, I called in on Sunday
after
you said that he had gone to bed.
Right.
And he was still in the station. He jumped on in the middle of the call.
Wait
because
a second.
Because it was right on the borderline.
Right on the border?
It was right on the border when you
thought
called.
It was free.
Wait a second.
It was
so exciting. You called and you spoke to both
he
Doc?
Was on air. He was on the postgame show.
Oh, he was still there. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And he told us that you blew him off.
Yeah.
But it was still cool. And it was a great, we had a great, of course, when the team wins, how do you not?
Yeah.
We went from the worst assignment in sports.
Right.
To really now one of the best gigs
no doubt,
on the planet.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, I got in the car. You were on by yourself, and I was mad about something else that has nothing to do with the radio show, so I'll tell
oh, no,
you that
no,
off,
we have a celebrity
off the story. But, I heard the final couple of segments, if you
JP
will.
JP Finley.
I did not hear JP. Oh, yeah, you were JP taking call after call after call. Oh, you were ripping AMAC because he's a Giants fan, and Daniel Jones got benched, and the Giants are coming up on the schedule next week. But we have a football game, I don't want to say of epic proportions, but we have a pretty big stage. 425 CBS, the main national game, Romo Nance, Northwest Stadium, this Sunday, Chicago, Washington, two former NFL Goliaths who haven't been good for the most part in a long time. But, of course, we don't now know if Jaden Daniels is going to play. So, Doc, I just wanted to start off the show. To be clear, both of us are not doctors. Both of us are not trainers. Both of us are not quarterbacks. We have no idea ultimately what is going to happen and transpire in 5 days, or at least I don't. I have a feeling. I have an inkling. I have some clues that were left behind by the head
exactly
coach yesterday and common sense, but we don't know what's going to happen
on
Sunday.
I know exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to speak for myself.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen.
And that's all you can do is speak from your experiences.
But you do.
All I'm doing is speaking from my experiences.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me what's going to happen on Sunday.
He's going to fight tooth and nail to play no matter what.
I would agree.
And the adults in the room will have to set him down and tell him, no, you're not, if they don't believe he can play and not hurt himself.
Right.
Because this is a long season, as you well know. All players want to play. That's why they're players and not spectators. And the adults in the room have to think big picture. And that's why you have Marcus. They already beat this battle when they brought in a guy that's very similar in traits and runs about the same thing. So it's not a shock to their offensive system.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beauty of what they did
in
the offseason. That was the beauty of Johnson. This group is so far ahead of the curve that we should applaud them for that and put our focus on who's the third guy who's behind Marcus. That should be your concern. But it won't be. Why should a fan worry about that?
Well,
it takes the fun away from it.
I mean, it is for those of us that can think beyond the obvious
and beyond
the headlights.
It's just not a fan's
job. I mean, I was worried about Jeff Driskel, the third quarterback, on Sunday because Marcus Mariota took a big hit early on in his replacement of Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I had this conversation with Big Mitch Tischler from Monumental Sports Network and JP's podcast and his podcast, right, which they do after the game and so on and so forth. And Mitch sits two doors down from me or two seats down from me or whatever. I said, before the game, I said, what's the deal with the third quarterback? Because we saw what happened to Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
We saw DTR from your beloved UCLA alma mater.
He's a Bruin.
Playing, and I was like, that's kind of weird because what happened to Jameis Winston? I thought he was the backup and whatever, and he was the emergency third. And I said, well, I'm still confused on the rules and whatever. I said, what happens? And basically, Mitch described it as if the quarterback number one goes out, if quarterback number two goes out, and therefore the emergency third quarterback has to come in.
You can break glass.
the first two can't come back in under any circumstances. So basically, I was starting to wonder, worry, what have you. I think it was the second drive. Mariota kind of took a shot over the middle to the rib midsection area, if I remember. Maybe it was the hip. I can't even remember at this point. And I was like, oh, he's got an injury history, including in training camp that cost him not only most of training camp, the entire preseason and the first four games. I said, he's got an injury history. We might be on Jeff Driscoll and then Luke McCaffrey as the backup to the backup to the backup to the backup.
That's not as bad. Just like Brian Mitchell.
Exactly.
For us in the past. As long as he's done it in his lifetime. Yep. He's better than you and I doing it.
Yes. But, you know, I guess I that's where my mind went. And then, you know, like, I guess as the game kind of settled in, and especially when they made it 17-0, then 20-0, and then that big long drive at the end of the first half, I started to feel much better, more comfortable. Marcus Mariota had the oil running through the engine, and he started to play well and started to rip it a couple of times to Terry, one time to Ertz. You know, bing, bang, boom, on that 92-yard drive, they score right before halftime. Ertz gets his first touchdown with Washington, so on and so forth, and it's 27-0, and it's on like Donkey Kong. The bottom line is, like, if you watched that game on Sunday, if you were there, which you, I know you were, you were hanging out with your fellow alumni. It was, I mean, it wasn't really called Alumni Weekend as much as it was for Daryl Green, but it was certainly Alumni Weekend, and you guys were all watching the game and whatnot, and clearly Carolina was overmatched, clearly, and everybody walked away going, okay, this is good. We're fine. We can get by. We can move forward. And what I kept thinking to myself was, yes, you probably can move forward. Yes, you can probably get by. But boy, a game against the Bears, which I already thought was going to be really tough, just got a lot tougher. That was what my immediate focus. I felt Jaden was going to be okay. I felt Jaden was going to be okay, especially when his mom tweeted and then there was a Jeremy Fowler report that he was going to be okay. I felt like there was nothing broken. We still don't have clarity on that. But
and you're not going to get clarity.
Right. But I felt like he was going to be okay, ultimately. But I never felt for sure he would play this Sunday against the Bears. I still don't feel that way. But I did feel okay once Mariota got the oil running through the engine. But then I started thinking in the second half, as the game was a blowout, and I know fans don't want to hear this. They want to celebrate. They don't want to worry. They don't want anxiety, what have you. I started thinking to myself, Doc, it was already going to be a tough game. With Jaden, it was already going to be a really tough task with Jaden. Now it just got inordinately tougher, in my opinion, this Sunday against the Bears. And maybe I'm guilty of being too much of a negative Nancy, too much of a half empty, or glasses half empty, but that's what was on my mind.
Just be who you are.
Yeah.
I think this way every week. Every week is the same. It's not a up. I'm not getting up with Baltimore. Every week's the same. Then you don't have to deal with this kind of crap.
No.
You come into it, every opponent can beat you. Carolina could have beaten them. The way they started off, we had no contain. Yeah. That first series, I almost passed out. I said, you got to be
that little 27-yard.
Yeah. So that's what the NFL is. And I go, but having been through this, you go, calm down. This is a four-quarter exhibition. Let's see who's up for the fight. And then you see our defense. Because to me, the biggest loss, the one I'm concerned about was a week ago, it's the eight car. It's B-Rob. Because B-Rob, to me, he is the thud that we need in order to be really good. You can be sexy with five. And we're a lot of this, and then the fan base is going to go nuts. But you ain't going to beat anybody real good without eight. So would you want to be interesting, or do you want to be a playoff contender and be willing to really win games? It's eight. So we have got to be able to run the ball and stop the run. Or you're going to be mediocre, no matter how good you feel now. So, but that's how I judge it based on experience. But then I'm going to be a killjoy. Go ahead, tickle yourself to death. Worry yourself to death. Do anything you have to do to get you to the point, because it has no outcome on them.
They already know what they're going to do because they know what they have to do. They got to get people ready to beat the Chicago Bears no matter what. And nobody sits around worried about one guy playing or not playing because they have got to get the job done no matter what. And when you live in that world, that's just the way it is. Now, everybody else can go nuts and you can chase the internet and do whatever you got to do because it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter because you don't play. The pros over there know what they got to do. And it starts up front. Who am I concerned about? The interior. Is that concussion? Left tackle. Center. Hand. You better be worried about them big uglies up front. Because if they're okay, then you, I, or our resident genius might be able to go in there and maybe we can give them a chance to win.
And you're talking about, obviously, Coleman, the rookie at left tackle.
He's
been
splitting
time with Cornelius Lucas, Tyler Biadasz.
Yeah, Tyler
got a little bit banged up, and he's been great so far this year. And back to B-Rob, 12 carries, 71 yards, the touchdown. He made it 17-0, tough physical run, great blocking. Biadasz was, just created a seal.
Just loved him.
You know, and then some on that particular play. And there was a couple of plays before that where they were running a mix of power and zone and just blowing people off the ball. And Robinson was getting, you know, 3-4 yards down the field before even a sniff of contact.
The pile, the receivers,
almost Derrick Henley-like. Tight
ends,
everybody. Yeah, exactly.
This team has energy, man.
Robinson finished 12 carries, 71 yards. I mean, you got the sense, obviously, that they eased off the gas pedal. They didn't need to, right? Like, you hope that if they need to, they can run him 20 times. And I think they're going to need to do a lot more. Whether Jaden Daniels is in, whether Marcus Mariota is in. Because here's the thing. If Jaden Daniels is in, you'd have to think there's going to be obviously no quarterback powers and pulls and student body rights. But also, there's going to be a limited amount of quarterback keeper option type plays and calls.
If I have to do all that, then don't even suit him up.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah,
see,
because I'm not at the point of decision. If I'm in November, if I'm in December, nah, it's different. This game is controlled by where we are in the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're an idiot.
So, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because it is only the end of October. But it isn't a division game, but it is a conference game.
Yeah.
So does that change? I understand totally what you're saying about the schedule and how much football you have left. But does the fact that it's a conference game and it has potential tiebreaker things, does that influence your decision or your mindset in any way?
Not at all, because the Bears are under more pressure than we are because they have better teams in their division.
Yeah.
They could be in next to last place and have a damn good team.
Yeah, good point.
See, it depends on where you are. Everybody's fighting their own battles for their own reasons.
That's true.
If I'm the Bears, based on Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit, I'm blitzing this team today. If I'm the Bears, this is playoff week one. Completely different mindset.
When you say blitzing this team, you mean blitzing Washington.
Whoever's at court.
Okay,
because
gotcha.
I have got to win the game.
Yeah.
This is absolutely mandatory that the Bears win. They have to win. That's the different where they are right now in terms of pressure.
Mm.
So to counter that right now, I know I want to put them to sleep. I want to pound them, slow it down. I want to numb them.
You know, it's interesting that you say all that because you're right. They're 4-2. They're 4-2.
I just said I was right.
Yeah. They're 4-2, and they're in last place in their division.
That's how you think. You have to think your own world.
Right.
You're fighting individual battles, different battles. Everything's based on your own world.
Yeah.
And right now, they're in a trick bag.
Yeah.
Because Green Bay, how'd you like them in all white? And white helmet, the whole thing. I got to give the Packers a little something. Now looking at the purple
people
leaders.
They know a little something about history and tradition right?
I know. Well, usually the blue bloods don't change.
It's true.
You know, they don't.
But you got to keep up with the Joneses. You got to keep up with the times.
When Notre Dame confirmed, when they conceded to change, I said, well, okay. They're in the best, they're in an exciting element because you mess up in their deal, you're done. So that's why I look at us right now, what we're talking about, the quarterbacks, that's for fans. Nobody gives a crap
about the two young quarterbacks going head-to-head. This is a war. And for the Bears, they're trying to stay alive. Whereas Washington is kind of more in a position to drive.
Because of their division.
Exactly.
Because of various other factors. They did,
yeah, they're in a better. Who would you want to be right now? Yeah. Washington. No,
that's fair. All right. So here's what we wanted to do right off the bat. And because we didn't have a chance to take any calls after Dan Quinn spoke and went from, hey, you know, all the reports, which was he's fine, he's good, he's fine, to, well, he's week to week. We're going to hope that he can play this Sunday, but he's week to week.
But you already know that's that's coach.
Well, when you hear week to week, what do you think? What does it make you feel about this Sunday? Or does it make you automatically in your mind eliminate this Sunday? 301-230-0980. Yeah, just the pulse of the fans, because that's all we can control. I have my spin on it. I know you have yours. It sounds like we're kind of on the same page.
No, I don't think we are.
But okay.
Because you care.
I don't.
Yeah, I think you care.
The only sleep I lost last night was because
I
had to work until 12:45, okay, and my son started calling at 7.
It doesn't matter. You know what I'm concerned about?
And I had to pee twice overnight. That was it.
Biotish.
I didn't lose any sleep over
and Coleman.
Jaden Daniels. Yeah.
And Coleman. Biotish and Coleman.
Guys.
Now that I'm concerned about.
Right.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's Doc for you. Not concerned about the franchise quarterback.
Not at all.
Concerned about the center and the backup left tackle.
Not at all.
That is Richard Doc Walker, if I've ever smelled Richard Doc Walker.
Because he's going to play if they allow him to put a uniform on.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, along with the DOC, 27 minutes after the hour, we'll start knocking down your calls shortly at 301-230-0980. So, Doc, you're not worried at all about Jaden Daniels, his status. You feel basically, without saying exactly, you feel like he's going to want to play, he's going to try and play, and it's going to be up to them to shut him down from playing. And no matter what they say, no matter what indications there are, period, you're more worried about the offensive line than Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, because Jaden Daniels, every player wants to play. He's going to push himself to the limits to get on the field.
Correct.
And so the adults have to make the decision. Is it in his best interest?
Do you have faith in the adults making that decision?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This, because it's this staff or because
of this, these people.
Right.
And they
now,
know
remember,
that's what
the,
they got.
The head trainer was hired by your buddy.
Who? Peters? DQ, they run this operation, right?
Notice how Doc just...
That's funny. I'm like, no player controls a good program. You'll see. But go ahead. No, I'll play charades all week. I mean, I know what you guys are going to do, but...
Sorry. I just, you know, I just like to mess with you a little bit.
You're not messing with me at all because you're predictable. I already knew this is what this was going to be. Yeah. Him of all people. I predicted this. I think the public, first of all, I'm not trying to kill their joy. But for those that are out there interested, is really how it actually happens inside a professional team.
Yeah.
I owe it to them that aren't delirious.
Right.
That really want to know the truth.
You know, the doctors that are going to be making this decision were hired by Dan Snyder. Have been employed by the team for years and years. Dr. Casolaro, Annunziata.
Yeah.
Fine gentlemen, as far as I know. But they were hired long before this staff took over, right?
I don't think anything's going to happen that the general manager of this team does not okay.
That's the one difference, along with the head coach being, you know, who the head coach is and the juice that they probably have right now.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. All right, so I am... No surprise, concerned about how this plays out. When I heard Dan Quinn yesterday, we aired it live. Mm-hmm. When I heard Dan Quinn say week to week as opposed to day to day.
He was doing you a favor.
Not only was he doing me a favor, but not really doing me a favor, but kind of doing me a favor. He gave me the way I walked away from that, Doc,
it was easy
right
down
or wrong,
gently.
Was he ain't playing this weekend. That's the way I walked away.
That's not the best thing you could say for the base of the show, but it's the right thing to say with your experience as a veteran journalist in football. You've covered football way too long not to know that players lie all the time. They just want to play.
Understood.
They would play if the limb was hanging on with scotch tape.
But this wasn't Jaden Daniels. This was Dan Quinn.
I understand that. But the coach, if Joe was, you would get nothing. I mean, but that's their job. What we know now, me, it would be I'd be in the bubble. First of all, you never even see him today or tomorrow. What people are looking for is visual. People want to know what I would want to know if I cared, and I don't, because Marcus, what I was concerned about was that can I win without him? And now I'm convinced, oh, sure I can, because I need Marcus to facilitate this and do what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I need eight. I need my sludgehammer. If my sludgehammer's there, my boys, and we're blocking and we're tackling. The best thing was our defense. The fact that I had some animals that came out the cage.
Yeah. All of that is fair, but it's a different opponent. So that's why there's more intrigue here. Like, if they were playing the Carolina Panthers this weekend, there would be, in my mind, no question, no even issue as to what was potentially going to happen under center. We know Brian provided that something else happens during the practice week, Brian Robinson, the defense, they're all going to be there on Sunday. I think Tyler Biadasz should be there. I don't know about Brandon Coleman at this point, but I know Cornelius Lucas, again, provided that nothing happens during the practice week. So I'm not spending my time thinking about that because right now I don't have a question, a major question about that. I do about the quarterback. I do as to whether he's not going to be able to play, not because I need to see Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels, one versus two, the last two Heisman Trophy winners, all that.
I don't care about any of that stuff. You think they pushed this thing back down to 4:30?
I mean, they could put it at 9:30 in the morning. I mean, I would just get home earlier, right?
Yeah, me too.
I would have a little bit more of a light.
I'm not happy with the moving it back. You're right.
So the bottom line is, from a football perspective, I can't sit here and tell myself that they don't have a slightly better, if not more than a slightly better chance, to win this football game with Jaden Daniels. If he's right. But the question is, what I can't control is I don't know if he's right. And just what I walked away from yesterday, I said on the show yesterday, I came into the show with a slight lean that he was going to play. A slight lean before hearing from Dan Quinn. Slight lean that he was going to play. Now I walk away with a moderate lean, if not a heavy lean, towards him not playing. And I wonder if I'm overreacting, if I'm caring too much, if I'm judging words too much, that I don't know. So we'll ask the callers couple of moments away.
You're just hosting a 3-hour radio show. And if you weren't hosting a 3-hour radio show, you wouldn't put 5 minutes into this.
You're probably right.
No, I know damn well I'm right.
301-230-0980 on the Team 980. First, a trending alert right here, right now. Along with the DOC, we got you covered over the next 2.5 hours, and we'll hit the phones next. Stay with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so late last night, everybody saw what happened. If you didn't know by now, the Baltimore Ravens were cruising. Todd Bowles was playing all of his starters, with the exception of Mike Evans, who had already been knocked out with a bad hamstring injury, including star receiver Chris Godwin, and he dislocated his ankle on a reception over the middle of the field inside of a minute of essentially what was a decided game in favor of the Baltimore Ravens, and now Godwin is expected to undergo surgery and is likely lost for the rest of the year for Tampa Bay. They take on Kirk Cousins and Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday, and very likely, again, going to be without Mike Evans and certainly Chris Godwin. Lots of criticism around for Todd Bowles, the former Redskin defensive back. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the NFL and still at the receiver position. Jameson Williams, who's had all sorts of issues, was suspended by the league for a gambling violation last year, also had a ACL when he first came in from Alabama. He is now facing a reported 2-game suspension for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing substances policy. He's only 23, but he leads the Lions. I'm sorry, he's second in the Lions in both receiving yards, 361, and touchdowns with three. Meanwhile, tonight, early on, 6 o'clock faceoff, the Capitals looking for win number 4 in a row. They take on the Philadelphia Flyers, who are 1-3-1 to start the year up in Philly at Wells Fargo Center. You can hear all the action starting at 5:45 on 106.7 The Fan, and that's what's trending. All right, the DOC is in the house until 4 o'clock. We will get it going here on the phones, 301-230-0980. We'll talk some college football at the bottom of next hour, right around 2:30. Brett McMurphy from the Action Network, after a big weekend in college foots, and he's got his playoff predictions. Don't forget, college football, right? The regular season doesn't mean as much this year, and now moving forward as it used to. But with a 12-team expanded playoff, that means a lot of the action in and around Christmas, Doc, is going to be just, you know.
What about Navy, man? Navy rolling,
Army-Navy, both undefeated. Now, they both got to take on Notre Dame before they get together at Northwest Stadium.
Yeah, but it's no longer like facing the boogeyman. I mean, it's not like what it once was. And then Loxley, who I'm so proud of, because he took over his offense.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just got to say, hold it. He's offering people opportunities.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
And if they fail you, you got to kick them out the way and go in and save the house from burning down.
And you saw your Bruins finally woke up offensively, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just so embarrassing. But it's
I wonder what they're saying in Los Angeles right now, where they care much more about USC than they do about any of the NFL teams.
Of course.
I understand it's you know, a ranking.
Oh, USC right now, they're probably death wishes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Lincoln Riley not Mr.
Lincoln
popular.
Riley right now, that $19 million don't mean nothing now.
He might be heading to, like, McNeese State if they keep losing.
Yeah, it's not good.
All right, 301-230-0980. So we'll talk to Brett McMurphy of the Action Network coming up at about 2:30. But let's rock and roll on the phones. Anything you want to talk about in terms of the Jaden Daniels situation? Do you believe he will play this Sunday? Why? What did you make of when Dan Quinn said week to week as opposed to day to day? That was the trigger for me. And maybe I'm reading too much into words, and I'll admit I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. I'm not a trainer. I'm not saying I know anything more than just common sense and what Dan Quinn said, which week to week to me means something different than day to day. Let's see what you think. Let's go to Bones here in the leadoff spot. Bones is always yelling at me, but I'll be nice. What's up, Bones? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Rooster?
What's going on, Bones?
Shout out to Matty Ice.
Yes, sir.
And shout out to my main man, Rick Doc Walker.
K-9.
Hey, Doc, it was good seeing y'all guys, man, you know, coming in there. You know, I must have walked in, and they must have killed us.
Oh, Bones, we're losing
you.
Bones, let's put you on hold, and let's get you into a better cell area, and let's see if Matty can clear that up just because we can't hear you. Let's go to Mark and Chevy Chase. What's up, Mark?
Marco.
Hey, guys. I wanted to say real fast that earlier in the season we talked about if the quarterback would be able to remain 17 games.
Yep.
And now we see how important that is. I'm hoping, I'm praying he plays on Sunday. But with that being said, I want to be a skins historian for a minute and say that with Rippon, Mark Rippon had major problems holding on to the ball, fumbling the football. And it took us about 3 seasons to get it right. So this is an optimistic call saying, I think we will get it right with Jaden. Of course, some of us hope this year will be a great year still and are very optimistic. But Jaden, please play on Sunday if you can. but I hopefully hope the future is bright for David.
Now, Mark, let me ask you this, because you call and the last couple of weeks you told me your girlfriend roots right for the bird, for any team with birds. Now, the Bears are coming in, so that means she's on the Commander's side this week or no?
Well, I don't want to speak for her, but she has a Commander skin jersey right there, right there, and she puts she's the number one fan of anything birds, but she also
Bears do not count. The last time I checked, Commander. Bears do not count as birds, right? So, as a matter of fact, they eat birds.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think they have any affiliation to griffins or any other bird type of species. So I think we're in the clear this week.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you. Matty, you go back to Bones. All right. Let's see if we can get Bones in a better cell area here. Bonesy.
Hey, what's going on, Rooster?
All right. Sounds good. Sounds better.
Shout out to my main man, Doc Walker. Hey, Doc, good seeing you guys, man, at the stadium, man.
Yes, sir.
Northwest Stadium, man. All you alumni in there, man. You know, I had a nice time, man, walking around, mingling with you guys, taking pictures and, you know, eating up y'all food and stuff like that, man. I really enjoyed it, man.
Wait, you ate their food?
Man, yes, I definitely did. Yes, they had a nice lineup.
And, how did that happen, though? How did you, like, break
the
law? He's
a canine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a canine, man. Mm-hmm. You hear what Doc just said? I'm a canine, man.
Okay.
You know, I'm a real canine. You know? Hey, look, I just hope, you know, he can go ahead on let Jaden sit out for this week right here. We got 5 wins. We 5-2. You understand? We, you know, getting ready going to the middle part of the season. You know, let Jaden sit out and heal a little bit, you know what I'm saying, for this game. You understand? But like you said, Doc, we need to get the core together. Beatis, the rookie, you know what I mean? And I love the way that our defense stood up, right? And I told you, each game, this defense going to step up. So I love you guys, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. Appreciate it, 100.
All right, Bones, peace. Appreciate you. So when Bones says he was, because he didn't answer, when Bones says he ate all your food.
Well, he came inside. He was in the area. They had a nice spread.
Right. Did he climb up on the table like a dog would?
No. They were pinches. They had areas. Mm-hmm. People were out.
Okay.
Looked up, photographed. Bones, he was an insider.
All right.
I think he looked like a baller. They just said, come on in.
All right. Okay. Just want to make sure. And it was good food, too. I had to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did it right.
Mm-hmm. You know who I ran into after the game? Who I didn't recognize him at first because it had been a while since I seen him. Remember Rob Jackson?
Yes.
Rob? So we were talking about him last week, right? Because he had the big interception on Tony Romo in 2012 in the division clinch.
Yeah.
So me and I think it was George Wallace, we come down the stairs after the game. And, you know, I'm just in a mode and we're just talking, whatever. And he looks at me, Rob does. And he's like, my guy who ran the 40. Do you remember
I
ran the 40
in
20? No, it wasn't in the bubble. It was in a high school in Leesburg because it was during the lockout in 2011.
Right.
And I ran an 8.240 with Leonard Hankerson timing it and all the guys. And I was in cargo shorts and work boots.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did.
That's who I ran
into.
And
it takes courage to do it. I bet you the whale wouldn't do it.
Ooh. I don't.
Oh, he's too vain. There's no way he would do it.
I think he's so high on himself.
Oh, my God.
That he would want to prove everybody wrong. Just kind of like how he does in our weekly picks. He thinks he's like the best game picker in the world, and he's 5-10 every week.
And it's the funniest thing. When Essek beats him with the flip of a coin, it is the funniest thing. Because he acts as if he does a breakdown.
Yeah.
Like Nell super six pack. He's got all these different.
The only thing worse could be if like Tony Kornheiser's monkey would beat him.
Yeah. And the thing about it is that he actually takes the time to go over this stuff as if he's a legitimate analyst.
But Essig's coin smokes him week in, week out. I mean, smokes him like a rack of ribs on Big, on Big Tony Smoker.
You need one lucky coin. That's all you need.
It
because it makes you focus in on the games more.
Could we get Big Tony to send a picture of Linnell?
Oh, Big Tony's back now.
And the coin on the grill and Linnell like stuffed like a.
Big Tony's back because the Steelers won. Now that they've won,
right? Well, they've been winning.
No, but not the way he.
Now they won.
He knew
the way,
they were handicapped.
Right. Well,
now that
so
they,
did
the,
I.
Now
but nobody
that the
else
forward pass
yeah.
is back in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Their
yeah,
arsenal.
I wonder why Mike Tomlin went to Russell Wilson.
But the forward pass.
I wonder why.
It's not, this is not rugby.
301-230-0980. I tell you what. We'll just take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll grab as many calls as we can. We'll keep it going. We'll start off. Let me see here with Dontell and John at Falls Church and everyone else after that. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, 152. Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Did you know the Wizards start on Thursday, Doc?
Yeah, I knew that because the Celtics are about to put the 18th banner up.
Mm-hmm.
And the 17-time NBA world champions about to start their campaign out west.
Who's that?
So I was kind of aware. Oh, I think all of our listeners kind of pretty much know.
Oh,
the rest of the world, the fellows that wear purple and gold.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that the team that orchestrated the entire offseason?
They kind of
like,
run the league.
Know, like the Muppet Show?
They kind of run the league. They run the league. And I understand why you're envious. But your childhood was different than mine because imagine being 12 and you got the Dodgers and Lakers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Season opener for the Celtics. The defending NBA champions and the Washington Wizards this Thursday night, starting at 6:45, right here on the Team 980 at Capital One Arena. So you'll have that. Stay tuned for that. Corey Kispert getting a contract extension. He's been a guest of ours a couple times.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And good guy and
great guy.
You know, happy for him and all that good stuff. All right, let's get back to the calls. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Dontell in Frederick. What's up, Dontell? How are you?
Chris, my man, what is going on?
What up,
man?
D-Train? How are you?
Oh, man, doing wonderful. But I do have to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
What, that dude that's sitting with you today, what's he sipping on today? Because me and him ain't seeing eye to eye today.
Usually this is a call we get when Linnell's here. What are you disputing?
First of all, two things, and it's not that you're totally wrong, but two things I've disputed. Jaden Daniels, this is one quarterback that I don't think that the adults is going to have to make no decisions.
Mm-hmm.
He's got too much at stake. I think this kid is so smart that if he ain't ready, he ain't ready. He's going to sit himself. So that was number one. I just think he's head and heels way above where RG3 was at his time.
I could see that, but I don't want to speak for Doc, but Doc, I think Doc's point is most athletes want to do everything they can to play, even if they're in a little bit of discomfort.
Sure. Let's get back to this 8 card that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
B-Rob, now, I'm not trying to downplay that B-Rob's not good, because B-Rob is great. And he's a hammer. But if we just give McNichols the ball when he's not there, we're okay. McNichols can run too. And I think that was the problem we had with Baltimore. I was so irritated that he only got 2 touches. You have to give this kid the ball too. I mean, I know he's been around, but he can play.
I agree with you in the fact that they should have absolutely given him more touches. There is no doubt about that against Baltimore. But I would also caution everybody by saying, listen, there's a reason why, you know, there's a reason around the NFL why he is considered basically a rotational or a third back. Right, Doc? I mean, and Dontell, I appreciate you.
I agree with Dontell on one thing.
Uh-huh.
That I don't know why the kid didn't get touches. That's why I didn't mention, because he was a zero factor.
Right.
B-Rob would not have been a zero factor.
Well, against Baltimore, he only had the two carries against Carolina. Now, granted, different opponent, different blowouts.
Yeah, different guy,
he had seven carries for 42 yards. Yeah. The thing that I love about Jeremy McNichols is, he's a useful piece in terms of their 21 personnel, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at that game, Doc, they started out, Brian Robinson did not play the first four plays of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was two backs, and it was McNichols and it was Austin Eckler in the backfield. And McNichols averaged, again, for whatever it's worth, small sample size, 6 yards per carry. We know what he did against Arizona with the two touchdowns, including the one tippy-toeing down the sideline. We know what he's done as a pass protector. We know what he can do potentially and has done in training camp as a receiver. We haven't seen as much of that in games. I think Jeremy McNichols is a great part of this roster. The question is can you just go, hey, we're going to give him 15, 16, 17 carries a game? I don't know if you can do that.
Well, I don't know what happened in Baltimore. All I was judging was what I had seen, what I witnessed. We just had a game. You can't come out of a game and have it be a zero factor have me not question it.
Yeah. That's fair.
Well, you can. You can do anything. It's talk radio.
All right, more calls coming up. Doc is very dismissive.
A surgeon never ever gets into an argument, you know, with a patient sitting in the recovery room.
Yeah.
That's whatever.
I hear you. Hour number two, straight ahead. Don't forget, we'll do a little college football at the bottom of next hour. Brett McMurphy from the Action Network will join us, and we'll, of course, sprinkle in plenty of the rest of the NFL, along with more Jaden Daniels-Arama talk on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.